Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 33, Mizmor Yud Ches. L'Netzeach Le'Eved Hashem Le'David. Asher Diber La'Hashem Es Divrei Ashira Hazoyis B'Yom Hitzil Hashem Oysoy Mikach Koloivov Miyad Shaul. We learn here what's called Shiras David. A new Perek Yud Ches, 51 Psukim. What is the theme of this Perek? What is the historical time period that David HaMelech is writing? And what is the life lesson that we are to apply to our lives that David HaMelech is teaching us? This perek is also mirrored. You see a very similar chapter in Navi, in Shmuel Beis, Perek of Beis, which in fact was the Haftarah recently for Parshas Hazinu. Chazal tells us there are 10 shiros, 10 songs. Parshas Hazinu is one of the 10 shiros. This is referred to, this perek, Mizmor Yud Ches, is referred to as Shiras David. Why is it specifically Perek Yud Ches? So according to Rashi in the Radak, David HaMelech wrote this perek, this chapter, towards the end of his life. He was almost killed by Goliath's brother Yishbi, and his nephew Avishai saved him. And his soldiers swore and said, David HaMelech will not go out to war anymore. As the Pasuk says, Oz nishbu anshei David loy leimar, the soldiers, the men of David, swore to him, saying, Loy seitze oid itonu l'milchama, you will not go out to fight at the wars with us anymore, v'loy sichbe esner Yisrael, and the light of Yisrael should not be extinguished, referring to David HaMelech. This is how Rashi and the Radak learn that David wrote this towards the end of his life. He looked back and thanked Hashem for all the situations that Hashem saved him from, all its tragedies, all its sorrows. And as we see over here, Mikaf kol oivo, from all his enemies, umiyad shol, and from the hands of Shaul. It's Perek Yud Ches because there were 18 milchomais, 18 battles, 18 wars that David Melech fought. Just to focus on the end of this pasuk for a minute, where it says, Miyad Shaul, many of Farshim learn that Shaul HaMelech was in fact David's hardest, we'll call, use the word enemy, as some explain, because David would never pick up a hand to kill and to fight back against Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was a tzaddik. David was running for his life, so he had to run away. But in David's mind, he can never attack Mashiach Hashem. He was anointed to be the king. How can I attack the Mashiach Hashem? How can I fight against the Mashiach Hashem? So he was always running against, away from Shaul HaMelech. And that's why, to some degree, Shaul was his hardest enemy, because he would never kill Shaul HaMelech. In fact, when he found out that Doeg, or how others learn, the certain Amaleki killed Shaul HaMelech, he was fuming the way he was. This person was talking about how he killed Shaul HaMelech. Other Mefarshim learn that Barbanel, for example, that this actually was written, and this is phenomenal, this is amazing what he says here, that this was written in the beginning of David's Malchus. And whenever he had a tragedy that Hashem saved him from, he would recite Mizmor Yud Ches, L'Natzeich Le'Eved Hashem LeDavid. I am your Eved, Hashem. Whatever happens to me, I accept upon you. I accept it from you. I accept whatever happens to me, it comes from you. This is what David HaMelech is saying. L'Natzeich Le'Eved Hashem. And this brings us to understand, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? This question, to some degree, was asked to the Rashba. The Rashba was asked in the Tshuva, the great Rashba, one of the great Rishonim, in Chelek Hei, Simen Nun Hei, Tshuva Nun Hei, the Rashba was asked, what is the Kavana that a person should have when he recites Shema? Kriya Shema. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa twice a day, we recite Shema. Kriya Shema L'mita, mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Rashba was asked, what's the Kavana to have when we recite Shema, so we know we're doing properly? So let's discuss the first pasuk for a minute. The first pasuk of Shema, of Ahavta. And the Rashba explained and said, you should serve Hashem with all your heart. Who is this? What are we referring to over here? This is Avram Avinu. With all of your heart. This is Yitzchak Avinu. And v'chol me'aydecha, this is Yaakov Avinu. And explain the Rashba, v'chol levavcha. As much as Avraham Avinu loved Yitzchak, Hashem told him, take up your son, your only son, and we all know the discussion Hashem had with Avram, and bring him up. Halei Yisham lo'ayla. And Avram, without asking any questions, without second-guessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, this doesn't make any sense. Avram Avinu went, bizrizus, to bring up Yitzchak Avinu. That's b'chol levavcha. B'chol nafshecha, that's Yitzchak Avinu. He tied himself down. He said, Abba. He said, Avraham, my father, tie me down so I don't flinch, so I don't make myself into a mum, into a blemished carbon. B'chol nafshecha. Hashem says, you should bring me up. I'm going to sacrifice myself without any problems. B'chol ma'idecha is Yaakov Avinu. Eliphaz went to go kill Yaakov. He gave up everything. V'chol me'adecha. He had nothing, just a makel, just a stick. V'chol me'adecha, to serve Hashem. So you have over here, in Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, V'ahavta eis Hashem Elokecha. You should serve, you should love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? With all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your resources. B'chol, all. V'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol me'odecha. David HaMelech, he begins, let's read some psukim over here and understand what's going on. Vayomer, Pasuk Beis, I'm going to come back to Pasuk Aleph afterwards. Vayomer erchomcha Hashem chizki. David HaMelech is thanking Hashem because of the love. Vayomer, David is saying, erchomcha Hashem, my love for you, because you're mechazik me. There are 10 lashonis now, 10 expressions of strength. Chizki, sali, mtsudasi, mufalti, keli, tsuri, echzeboi, poim pasuk gimel, magimi, v'keren yishi, misgabi. David HaMelech is thanking Hashem for strengthening him, for being mechazik him throughout his trials and tribulations and suffering and running away. If we take a step back, and we say this almost every parak of Tehillim, David HaMelech is thanking Hashem. David HaMelech had so many tzaras. He ran away from his son Avshalom. He ran away from his father Nashol. He had the enemies, the Plishtim, Goliath. Tzaras were endless. Shimi ben Gera, Chazal tell us that when Shimi ben Gera embarrassed him in front of his 400 men, it says that it was the worst busha, worst tzara until now, until that point in his life. And he had a lot of tzaras up until that point. And what does he say? Leave him alone. Hashem amar lo yikalel. Hashem told him to curse me. He doesn't have him killed at that point. He accepts it, Ratzon Hashem. David continues in Pasuk Dalet, Mehulal Ekra Hashem, Umin Oivai Ivasheya. Mehulal, with praise, with Hallel, Ekra Hashem, I daven to you, Umin Oivai Ivasheya, and from my enemies you save me. What does David Melech look at? He looks at every positive opportunity. He doesn't say, well, why did you put me into this situation in the first place? That's not what David's saying. David is saying, thanking you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. You saved me from this situation, from that situation, from Goliath, from Shaul, from Avshalom, from every single step of his life. Afafuli chevle movis. I was surrounded by sufferings from pains of death. the Nachalei Belial Yivasuni, and the enemies Belial. Belial is a lotion of Belial, without any yoke, without any acceptance of Hashem being the Melech. They are coming to attack me. Chevli Shol Sivavuni, Kidmuni Moishi Moves. The pains of death were surrounding me. And the psukim continue. And what does David respond? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for saving me from that situation, from this situation. And the question has to be asked, how is it possible that a person can do this? How is it possible a person can always be thanking Hashem through all that suffering he's going through? I asked this question in the morning when we're learning at the first day of his Medrash. And the answer that was given, I believe, was 100% the correct answer. Chazal tell us, David HaMelech was not supposed to live for more than a few hours. And we know, Chazal tell us, either Adam, or the Zohar Kaddish says, it was others who gave 70 years of his life to David HaMelech. David HaMelech looked at every single second of life as a gift to appreciate from Hashem. And whatever happened, he was mekabel as an eved, as a servant accepts mi'adoyna from his master. L'anatzeach le'eved Hashem le'David. David HaMelech is saying, I am your eved Hashem. Whatever you do and whatever you say, I accept. Just like Avraham Avinu didn't second guess you, b'chol levavcha, just like Yitzchak Avinu, with all his nefesh and ready to give up his life, v'chol ma'idecha, with all of his resources. And this is our responsibility. This is our responsibility, the same way that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov served Hashem. The Rashba is telling us in the Tshuva, that's what it means when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKin, Hashem HaChad, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy L'Yoylon Ved. And now we come to Mekayin, the Mitzvah D'Raisa, of saying Shema V'ahavta, I love you, V'ahavta Eis Hashem L'Kecha, I love you Hashem, B'chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Vaidecha, with all of my heart. What does it mean with the love of Hashem with all my heart? That's exactly what Avraham Avinu did. Things don't make sense. Things don't make sense, what's going on in the world, in my life personally, in the global world. What's going on? No second guessing. B'chol levavcha. I am focused to serve you, Hashem, because I am your Eved. And the Avdecha ben Amasecha, as we say in Hallel, as we sing in Hallel, and the Avdecha ben Amasecha. B'chol nafshecha, a person, look in the Poskim, when he recites Shema, should have this in mind. He should have in mind, afilu noitos nafshecha, even if they will take my life, even if they will take my life, I'm going to serve you, Hashem. And the Svarim say that if a person has this in mind and he really means it, he gets schar when he recites Shema as if it was noitel nafshecha. As if they took his life. V'chol ma'idecha, Yaakov Avinu. We have an opportunity to get stuck. Someone knocks on the door. What do we feel like? Someone comes to a shul. People we don't know. People might not look like us. How are we feeling? Are we feeling, oh no, they're here again? They get something in the mail. What should be the attitude? What should be the mindset? The mindset is that we're saying Shema every single day for this opportunity. If you have money, Hashem gave you resources. V'chol ma'idecha. To use it. To get stuck. To use it for mitzvahs. I saw a beautiful pshat from Shlomo Brev de Zatzal, one of my rebbeim. At the end of Maseches Sukkah, it says that there was a lady, a Jewish lady, Miriam Bas Bilga, and she married a Greek, Rachman Letzlan, and she kicked the Mizbeach, and she She screamed, Lucas, Lucas. Lucas is a Ze'ev in Greek, in Yavon. And she said, until when will you stop wasting the money of the Jewish people? This is what she screamed out at the Mizbeach. Because she was referring to the fact that Klai Yisrael bring karbanos, and it costs money. Explains Rav Revda. This is why we take the Aravos, and we say at the end, Yoifilach Mizbeach, Yoifilach Mizbeach, at the end of a whole Hashanah Rabbah, a whole Yontif. And what we're saying is, Yoifilach Mizbeach, that even though it might have cost a lot of money, a Yontif is expensive, Dalaminim are expensive. What did Hashem give me the money for? V'chom Aidecha, to do the mitzvahs, to buy a beautiful esrog, to buy a beautiful lulav. V'chom Aidecha. That's why we say Shema. That's what we're saying. That's the kavana, and that's what David Melch is teaching us over here. L'matzeach le'ever Hashem le'David. David Melch is saying, Hashem, I am here to serve you. And when a person has an attitude and a mindset that everything you give me is so appreciated, is, we'll call it even extra, I don't deserve it. Why do we deserve anything? And that's what David is teaching us. Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, Zeichet Tzad Levracha, Rav Shua brings down, Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz says, if a person has the proper appreciation for the gifts of the Birchas HaShachar, for the gifts that he has, says in the morning, the brachas, we make a bracha in the morning. All these brachas, we make a bracha in the morning. That what? That Hashem gave me the ability to understand between day and night. Imagine there are people who don't have the seichel, Rachman al-Etzlan, they don't have the ability to comprehend the difference between day and night. Between, as the Sfasemis says, between day good and night bad. And all the brachas, continue with all the brachas. Pakeach Ivrim. Pakeach Ivrim. You make a bracha, Pakeach Ivrim. Hashem gives eyesight to the blind. I think I've told you the story. Maybe around 10 years ago, my left eye, just one day, it's Erev Shabbos, it stopped working. It was looked like a kaleidoscope. Everything was all prisms. It just stopped working. I went to the hospital, and this one and that one, they're sticking the flashlight and looking and test and here and there. Baruch Hashem, Erev Shabbos, I was let out. I davened a mincha, thanking Hashem with tears coming down my face. Baruch Hashem, everything was okay. Poikeyach Ivrim, Hashem opens the eyes of the blind. We have to appreciate. Imagine Rachman Letzon, a person couldn't see. And then all of a sudden he's able to see now. How happy he would be. Nothing would affect him the whole entire day. Rabbi Yochum is saying that if a person really appreciates these brachas, these gifts, the gifts that we focus on by saying these brachas, Mabi Sharumim, we have clothing. It's now the winter time. It's getting colder. We have a winter coat, you have a scarf, you have gloves, earmuffs, you have a hat. All these are gifts from Hashem. Hashem's our Father. If we appreciate all these gifts, all these other things that take place in life, David is saying, they won't bother you. You're an Ever Hashem. You accepted the Chol Levavcha, V'chol Nafshecha, V'chol Me'adecha. This is the theme of this perek. David HaMelech is telling us to appreciate everything we have. A person can walk and move his feet to whatever degree it might be, some easier, from some harder. David is saying, always focus. Not the fact that you're being surrounded by the enemies, but Hashem saved you. Have bitachon in Hashem, have trust in Hashem. Shiras David, sing praise to Hashem. When we say this kapitul, Mizmor Yedches, in all, every single chapter of Tehillim, when a person davens, it's not that he's saying David's words. He's saying these words. She's saying these words. These are our words. These are our praise to Hashem, the appreciation. Thank you, Hashem. As we mentioned, David was only supposed to live for a few hours. So he didn't look and say, how come all this is happening to me? He thanked Hashem for every second of life that he has. Of all the people in Tanakh, David HaMelech is referred to the Eved the most. Manatseach le'Eved Hashem le'David. It's beautiful lessons that David HaMelech is teaching us. Let us thank Hashem. Let us sing to Hashem. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nashecha, b'chol ma'idecha.